The Argentine Congress meets today to select a new interim president, the fourth since Fernando de la Rúa resigned on December 20th. The likely choice is Peronist Senator Eduardo Duhalde. He is expected to serve out de la Rúa's term to December 2003. NPR's Martin Casti is in Buenos Aires. What do you know about Duhalde?
Well, Bob, he's yet another veteran Peronist. He's a senator right now. He's also the former governor of the province of Buenos Aires. It's the biggest, most important province in Argentina. He was the vice president of former President Carlos Menem, at least for Menem's first term, but it's not clear anymore that he can be referred to as what they call here a Menemista. They had something of a falling out, and Duhalde ran unsuccessfully for president in 99 without a lot of support from Menem. So his politics kind of bridge the gap inside of the fractured Peronist Party.
He's number four in the past 10 days. What happened to the other three?
Well, as you may recall, on December 20th, Fernando de la Rúa resigned halfway into his four-year term in the midst of violent street demonstrations. He was replaced for 48 hours by the president of the Senate. That was just enough time for the Congress to meet and choose a new interim president. They chose Adolfo Rodriguez Sá. As you also may recall, he was supposed to be the consensus candidate, the man to pull Argentina together for 3 months, get the economy back on track. Turned out he wasn't that much of a consensus person. About a week into his term, the support from other Peronist governors evaporated. He resigned in a huff on Sunday night, late Sunday night, via satellite TV from his home province, and just surprised the nation with that announcement. And so yesterday, the job went back to the president of the Senate, only he resigned rather than have the job. And then the leader of the lower house of parliament, Eduardo Camaño, is now temporary president until the Congress can meet today to choose a new interim president. This may sound chaotic, but the remarkable thing is actually this is all according to the letter of the law. This follows the Constitution. This is, so far, there's no sign of a breakdown in the actual legal process here in Argentina.
What hope is there of stabilizing the situation in Argentina?
Well, it's a big challenge. I mean, the political flux in the last few weeks has totally shaken Argentina's confidence in their system, and that's like poison for an economy that's already in a downward spiral. The biggest immediate danger right now is a collapse of the banking system because people are anxious to get their money out of their bank accounts, but there's been a partial freeze on how much they can withdraw. They're marching the streets demanding the right to get to their money again. That's one of the reasons de la Rúa was originally forced out. But any new president now is going to hesitate and think long and hard before he lets people withdraw as much as they want because there's so much pent-up demand. No banking system, especially this banking system, could take that. So it's really unstable. There's also simply the question of restoring a sense of political legitimacy here. Right now the Congress is tending toward the idea that they're going to simply pick Duhalde to finish out the remaining 2 years of de la Rúa's term so that the country can finally have a clear leader. He can tackle these problems. But some people are now saying that that, too, will create more instability because a lot of people will consider that undemocratic. One regional governor said this is how they pick the Pope, not a president. And that decision, too, could lead to more conflict in the streets.
How's the crisis in Argentina affected its neighbors?
It hasn't affected it very much, in part because this has been such a gradual collapse of the economy here. A lot of the other trading partners have already kind of retracted somewhat. But still, this is the second largest economy on the South American continent. If this recession turns into a depression, as they're predicting, it has to have some sort of effect on places like Brazil.
NPR's Martin Casti in Buenos Aires, Argentina.